It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome into You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. I'm PJ Glasser, filling in for Femi. Nick is going to be with you guys at the top of the hour, 4 p.m. Eastern time. He's going to ride solo from 4 to 7 p.m. So looking forward to that. Nick's going to have Sammy P join him at 5 p.m. Eastern, and then he's going to have Patrick McEnroe join him at 6:20 p.m. Eastern, live from the U.S. Open. Coco Gauff with a thrilling win yesterday, advancing. We had Novak Djokovic in action earlier today. Carlos Alcaraz gets going later on. Ben Shelton as well. So an exciting day from Flushing. And Patrick McEnroe going to join Nick to talk a little bit about that. Over here for the next hour, we're going to talk a lot of college football. Nick will also give you his college football thoughts later on in the show. He'll talk plenty of NFL with you guys. But today for the first hour and tomorrow as well, we will talk plenty of college football on the show today, getting you guys ready for week one. We'll dive into the slate that we have, the week one slate, but also get new a bunch of futures that we have as well. Over the next 4 hours, you guys can listen to the show, You Better You Bet. You can listen to it on the BetMGM Network, streaming live on Twitch, on YouTube. You can listen to it for free on the Odyssey app as well. But let's just dive right in. I thought today would be a good day to look at SEC and Big Ten futures. Tomorrow we'll dive into the ACC and Big 12, kind of split them up so we can dive into each conference and a bunch of different ways that we can look at both conferences. We can start with the Big Ten. I'll give you guys some win totals that I like, who I think is going to win the conference. We'll talk at maybe some teams that you can bet to make the college football playoff, and then a team out of the Big Ten that I like to win the national championship as well at the current price. But we'll start with some win totals, because there are three teams in the Big Ten. I think you can get some good numbers on them, on their current win totals at BetMGM, all of them at plus money. The first one, we will start with the Indiana Hoosiers, whose win total currently as at 8.5. Obviously, Indiana, one of the great stories in college football last season. Cignetti takes over in year one, gets them out to that 10-0 start. Their only loss in the regular season to Ohio State. They get into the playoff and then lose to Notre Dame. And I think Indiana is one of the most fascinating teams coming into year two, because when you have a team like that that just comes out of nowhere and obviously have a really good coach and they retain a bunch of the talent, what's that going to look like in year two? Right now, BetMGM win total 8.5, and the over is plus 110. I look at the Hoosiers' schedule, and the road games are tough, right? At Iowa, at Oregon, at Penn State. Going to be underdogs in all those games. Probably going to lose at Penn State. Probably going to lose at Oregon. And then Iowa's probably a coin flip. I think it would help out Indiana if that game was definitely played earlier in the day. If that's the night game on NBC or ESPN, that might be a tougher game for Indiana to lose. But the reason I like the over with Indiana is because those are their three toughest games. I mean, their home schedule, they're going to be big favorites in all those games. And if Cignetti and the Hoosiers showed us anything last year, and really Cignetti throughout his entire career, the guy just beats the teams that he's supposed to beat, man. His teams are well-coached. They win the turnover battle. They run the football. They play good defense. They force turnovers. And when your team is favored and you're supposed to win a game, like, that's what you want, right? I mean, usually for underdogs to pull off upsets, they got to win the turnover battle. They got to create explosive plays. They got to do all those things to get crazy results. And against Indiana, you just don't see that. And that's why they were so good against the spread last season. That's why they didn't get upset, and they continued to roll throughout the year. Again, their only two losses were to Notre Dame and Ohio State, two teams that played for the national championship that were two of the top teams in the entire country from a roster standpoint, certainly. So that's the next step for the Hoosiers, obviously, and Cignetti is trying to get a roster to compete with those kind of teams. But with the way that the schedule lays out for them, I think they have an upgrade at quarterback this year, bringing in Fernando Mendoza from Cal, who is an NFL caliber quarterback, probably towards the later rounds. But I think over 8.5, getting that at plus money, plus 110, I think is a good bet. The next one I like is the Iowa Hawkeyes, over 7.5 wins at plus 115. Iowa has one of the tougher schedules in the Big Ten of any team. They have Indiana, Penn State, and Oregon all at home, oddly enough. So all the teams that Indiana gets on the road, they get at home. And then Nebraska, USC, Iowa State on the road. So it's going to be tough. Makes sense why the win totals at 7.5 and plus 115. But during the Cy-Hawk rivalry, right, Iowa State and Iowa, since Matt Campbell has been there, Kirk Ferentz has dominated that series. He just has his number. Last year, they lost in Iowa City on a game-winning field goal. And I think after Iowa State getting that big win against Kansas State, that game will get played in a couple of weeks between those two teams. I think Iowa wins that game on the road. USC and Nebraska will be tough. But again, Lincoln Riley teams have struggled so far in the Big Ten with teams like Iowa, like Minnesota, teams that are physical, want to run the football, those kind of things. And then Nebraska-Iowa, that's a rivalry game, coin flip game. That could go either way. And look, I know Oregon and Penn State are going to be two of the best teams in the conference, two of the best teams in the country, man. But Kinnick is a tough place to play. And if you know anything about college football, that is where top 10 teams go to die. So I could definitely see them winning one, if not both, of those games. And then the Indiana game, again, definitely could win that game. We had Michael Calabrese on earlier in the week, and he talked about it with Iowa. They're going to have a real quarterback this year. That's always the big question mark with the Hawkeyes, right? We know they're going to play good defense. They're going to be able to run the football. That's tight end university with all the pros they've been able to churn out. But are they going to be are they going to have a quarterback that is able to throw the ball and put up points? I think they finally have that this year in Mark Gronkowski, guy who was terrific with South Dakota State, won the Heisman Trophy version of FCS football. So he's a good quarterback, and I think Iowa's got a chance to potentially be a sleeper team in the Big Ten this year. So I like them over 7.5 wins at plus 115. Then the final one is Michigan. I'm going to go under 8.5 wins on Michigan at plus 145. For me, it starts with the head coach, Sharon Moore. I think you have a lot of good coaches in the Big Ten and a lot of guys that are doing really good jobs in their current situations. I don't think Sharon Moore is one of those guys. And I think if he didn't beat Ohio State and Bama to end the season, this win total would not be what it is. It would not be 8.5. And especially, you wouldn't have to lay crazy juice like you are. Yes, they do have the number one overall recruit in the country in Bryce Underwood, and the offense should be a lot better. Their defense is still going to be pretty good. But even just watching them last year with a lot of talent, I mean, it's night and day from Jim Harbaugh coaching that team to Sharon Moore. So looking at Michigan's schedule, they're at Oklahoma in week two next week. I think they lose that game. At Nebraska, at USC, I think they lose those games. And then Ohio State, they do get them at home. I think Ohio State finally gets them this year. But I think Michigan, I think they probably lose a game or two that maybe they're going to be favored in that we're not expecting them to lose on paper. And there's a lot of pressure on Bryce Underwood. And this win total, there's a lot of pressure on Bryce Underwood to be as good as everybody thinks he's going to be. And I'm willing to buy that Michigan's going to have a down year, especially at plus 145. 9-3 just feels way too high for me. So I'll go under 8.5 wins for Michigan as well. Teams that I would look at to make the college football playoff. I already brought up Iowa as a potential team to watch at plus 700. Again, they get Oregon, Penn State at home, Indiana at home. Like, they're going to have a lot of good opportunities to get some resume building wins. So I think 7-1, they're a good look. Nebraska at plus 500, I think is potentially worth a bet as well. Matt Rhule, year three. This is what he does. When he was at Baylor, when he was at Temple, when the guy is at year three at his current stop, that's when his team takes off. He won double-digit games at Temple. He won double-digit games at Baylor. And the way that Nebraska, the way that this season's setting up for him, you know, going to be a really good defense. The quarterback returns. They should be improved on offense. We know the story for Nebraska, one-score games. And that's going to be the key. Can they win all those, can they win one score games, all those games that they've been losing for the last decade, it feels like. But if they can, they're going to have a great shot at getting to the college football playoff. And then Washington would be a team that I would keep an eye on as well at plus 900. Jed Fish is a really good head coach. Last year was his first year in Seattle coming over from Arizona. And towards the end of the year, they really started to take off. I think they're going to have one of the more underrated offenses in the Big Ten, maybe even the entire country. The upside of their quarterback, Damon Williams, is terrific. He is a great playmaker, game breaker, and I really like their running back, Jonah Coleman, as well. The Huskies have a difficult schedule, but they do get Oregon and Ohio State at home. So anytime you get teams that are capable of knocking off some of the big teams in their conference and they get to play them at home, always teams I'm keeping an eye on potentially to make a case to make the college football playoff. So Washington, Iowa, Nebraska, some teams I would keep an eye on. And then Oregon to miss the college football playoff right now at BetMGM, that is plus 160. I think that's worth a play as well. Oregon, of all the top teams in college football, right, all the teams maybe like 10-1 or shorter odds to win the national championship, Oregon is the team that I am definitely the lowest on this season. I think next year is when you buy back in on Oregon, right? Last year, number one team going into the college football playoff. They go undefeated throughout the regular season. Great talent, so many NFL guys. They beat Ohio State in the regular season. This year, they had to rebuild. They only have one starter that's going to be back from last year's team. Now, they bring in a bunch of guys on offense who were on other teams, but only one starter back on offense that was on that team last year. Evan Stewart, who's their best receiver, was going to be one of the best receivers in the country, probably going to miss the whole season after he suffered an injury during the summer. So Oregon's missing a lot of guys. And keep this in mind with Dan Lanning, too. As great a coach as he is, and as great as a recruiter that he is, he has been gifted with two great quarterbacks as a young coach, right? Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel. You're talking about two of the most experienced college quarterbacks ever. I mean, those guys played a ton of games. Obviously, Bo Nix had a great rookie season last year. Gabriel's quarterback, too, for the Browns. So you had NFL-caliber quarterbacks that had a lot of experience, that played a ton of college football before they even came into your program. Now you get a guy in Dante Moore who's got a lot of talent, but really hasn't played that much college football. So what's that going to look like? I think there's going to be a lot more growing pains for Oregon this season. They play at Penn State in just a brutal spot. Penn State has a bye week before taking on Oregon, and Oregon has to play a rivalry game against Oregon State and then travel across the country the following week to take on Penn State. So I think they lose that game. The Washington game at the end of the year I think is going to be tough. The road trip to Iowa as well. I think Oregon's going to be a 9-3 football team this year, and I think if they are, they're going to miss the playoff, and I think that's worth a bet at plus 160. And then as you guys know, right, it feels like the network at this point, everybody knows, a lot of us are high on Penn State, and I am definitely one of those people. I do like them to win the Big Ten this year. They're plus 240. I like them to win the national championship at plus 700. I just think this is their year. They're using the blueprint that Ohio State and Michigan have used the last couple of years, the two teams that have won the title. They have an experienced quarterback, or they have a veteran quarterback with an experienced roster. They have a great running back room. They went out and addressed the wide receiver room in the transfer portal. Their O-line's excellent. Their D-line is terrific. And I think they have the best combo of offensive and defensive coordinator in the country. Getting Jim Knowles from Ohio State to run the defense, Kotelnicki on offense. And yes, we're all worried about James Franklin. I get it. The guy doesn't win big games. But I'm willing to back Franklin because in a lot of those big games, whenever he's gone up against Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, whatever it is, face teams out of the SEC, he's never had the kind of players that those teams have had, and I think he does this year. And I think he might have the best roster in the country potentially. So I like Penn State at 7-1. I like him to win the Big Ten, but I will say I think this is going to be one of those years in the Big Ten where you're looking at a team like Penn State who's going to make it, But then also there could be like a long shot team that makes it. I don't think this is going to be a year where it's Ohio State, Penn State in the Big Ten title, or Penn State, Oregon again. I think it's going to be Penn State and like Nebraska, or Penn State and Iowa, Penn State and Washington, one of those matchups. And Big Ten has a great, or BetMGM Network has a great market for all these Power Four conferences where you can bet these teams to just make it to the championship game. You don't have to bet them to win the conference. You can just bet them to make the title game. Penn State's plus 110 in that market. So if you don't trust James Franklin to win the Big Ten, but you think they're going to get there again, you can just bet them plus 110. I think that's a great bet. But again, teams like Indiana, 10-1. Nebraska's 9-1. Iowa's 14-1. I think all of those bets are really, really good, because I think it's going to be one of those years in the Big Ten. Penn State gets there, and then a team that maybe we don't expect is going to meet them in Indianapolis. All right, we'll look at some of the top games in college football coming up in week one on the other side of the break.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.